Hi, good morning. This is Emma from Local Splash. May I know your name?
My name's Tim Salzer.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. No, I'm just calling to, because I've got an account with you guys. It's actually TNT Appliance Repair.
Give me just a second. Let me pull up the account. You said your name is Tim, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I have the account pulled up. So yes, what's going on?
Do what now?
Yes, what's going on? How can I assist?
Okay, so on the Google account, there's a couple things that's on there that I'd like to change.
Of course, I can definitely help you with that. So, let's see. What exactly do you want to change or update on the GBP?
Okay, so when I pulled it up, it, on the Google, let's see. Gotta get back to where. It shows areas, I can't find it. Service area. Yeah, okay, so the service area, it says following areas, which says Ravenswood, Ripley, Lubeck, Parkersburg. It says Diana, that should say Deanna.
How do you spell that one?
D-I-E-N-N-A.
Ah, like, okay, V-I. More of, like the capital of Austria, Vienna? But this is in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I found it.
V-I-E-N-N-A.
Okay, got it. It's a city in West Virginia. So, yes, I found it. I'll go ahead and send in a request to update that service area, Diana, to Vienna, and give us at least 1 to 2 business days to take care of this request.
Okay, and also, can I add a couple other towns to that?
Of course. So, currently, we have, I'm not sure if I'm reading this right, but Kutadgeville, and then Jackson County, Lubeck, Parkersburg, Ravenswood, and Ripley. What do you want to add?
Let's go ahead and add Sissonville.
Sorry. Can you help me spell it out?
S-I-S-S-I-O-N-B-I-L-L-E. Let me double check that.
Let me Google it.
There you go. S-I-S-S-O-N-B-I-L-L-E. Yep.
Yes, I found it. Okay, what else?
Kenna, K-E-N-N-A.
Okay, what else?
And let's go ahead and do Charleston.
That one I don't know how to spell. Can you help me, please?
C-H-A-R-L-E-S-T-O-N.
Charleston.
Charleston, yes.
Okay, what else?
Let's just go with that for right now and see if I get more pickups, if I can get more calls.
Okay. All right, so it's always better to start in a smaller area, and then once we start dominating or seeing the business show up on those areas, then that's when we suggest adding more service areas, because focusing on a lot of service areas will not going to help the campaign. So we'll add these three and then change Diana to Vienna. And again, at least 1 to 2 business days. So, yes, do you have any other questions?
No. And now, how, when someone does pick this up, how do I see, how do I get the results, I guess? Because I'm, because, I mean, I can see the webpage, but as far as the results, I don't have access to it, I don't think.
Seeing the progress of the account, you should be able to see it on the dashboard or the Splash app if you have that installed. But allow me to also just take this opportunity to remind you that usually results may come in 4 to 6 weeks after getting verified. In some cases, it could go beyond 6 weeks depending on some factors, including the competition in the area. And looking at it, it says that the listing was just verified recently back on the 27th. Let me see. TNT services. Yes, it's been verified back on the 27th. So it's been less than a week. In 2 to 3 weeks, we should start seeing progress. That's when you'll start noticing a lot of people trying to contact you. Although, just to really set proper expectations, at first, it may not be the kind of audience that we want. Now that the listing is live, you may notice that telemarketers, sometimes scammers, spammers will start calling you, but they'll die down if you don't respond to them. There's also an option for you to block them through the client dashboard. But again, normally that's 2 to 3 weeks is when at least you'll start getting calls after the listing gets verified. So that should be anytime within this week and next week.
Okay. And then also on Yelp, you guys set up a an account for me on Yelp, but I don't have access to get to it.
I'll have the team resend the Yelp invite to you, okay?
Okay.
And then also, sir, if there is anything that you can do to help speed up the progress of your account, we need you to please start campaigning for reviews as early as now. We need to gather. I know it's since you don't have, like, clients yet out from this campaign, I know it may be hard to really start getting reviews, but if you can reach out to your previous clients, let them know that you need their help in building your Google business profile through reviews. And then I can go ahead and send a review link. It would make it easier for you to gather reviews using that link. All you got to do is ask them if they have 2 or 3 minutes, and if they do, go ahead and send them the link, okay?
That's fine, as long as, but I've got to get customers before I can get reviews.
Of course, that makes sense. So we'll work on that. We'll work on getting your listing optimized. We'll continue the weekly posting that we're doing to keep the listing as active as possible. Being active would help speed up the progress of the account. So for now, again, try to reach out to your previous clients, and then once you start gathering reviews, it's also recommended that you respond to them. And then the other thing, do you have some pictures that you have taken over the, like, previously?
No, I don't take pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, because some people don't like pictures of their house and their kitchens, and I mean, I give them privacy, so now some of them will let me, but a lot of them don't. I mean, it's just appliances is all it is. You do have, I mean, I noticed on here you guys gotten some pictures other places and put on my site. But, yeah, some, you know, I try to keep people privacy. You know, some people don't like pictures taken of their house, which I don't blame them. I wouldn't want someone taking pictures of my house or in my kitchen. I mean, you know.
Of course. That makes sense, sir. So that's totally okay. But by the time you start gathering, like, more pictures from clients who would give their permission for you to use their pictures, then feel free to send them in. In the meantime, we'll see if we can add more stock photos for your campaign, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then what else? Also, we have your Facebook ads running, but I see that we haven't added you to the page yet. Just want to confirm, do you have an existing personal Facebook account?
I do.
You do? Do you have access to your app right now?
Yeah.
You do. Okay, can you please go to your app? I'll walk you through and where to find the link that I need.
Okay.
So, are you using an iPhone or is this an Android phone?
iPhone.
An iPhone. You change it. Hold on. Just 1 second. It looks different now. And I don't even know where to find that link. Just 1 second, please. Maybe they've updated. They changed the way, like, it's now updated. But sir, do you happen to know where to find your Facebook link? Have you gotten your Facebook link before?
This is one thing that I told them when I was signing up. I don't look at Facebook all the time because I don't have time to.
Okay, I see. The good thing is you don't necessarily have to be in Facebook on the page that we have created, but it would make a difference if you can manage the page or if someone can help you manage the page. For, like, there are some people, like myself, when I see an ad, if I'm interested, I will check that Facebook page and see if they're active, if they're legitimate. So some people might do that as well. So it's important that we have someone continue posting things on Facebook so they know that you're active, that the business is legitimate. Because if it's just a page and no one's interacting with their page, no one's handling the page, they might think that the business is illegitimate or it's just a scam business. So we understand you're not into Facebook, but if there's someone who can help you do that, like a family member or a team member, then you might want to consider having someone.
That's one thing why I specifically asked before I paid $250 that I'm not going to pay someone or have someone do Facebook. I'm not doing that.
Okay, all right. That's okay.
I can't afford that, and that was one thing that they told me that I didn't have to do Facebook because I don't have time. I mean, Facebook takes up way too much time to check it every minute. I need something that will ding my phone and say, hey, this person is needing appliance repair, and that's what AngieList is doing for me, and it's great, and I can take the $250 that I'm paying you guys and pay them more and get more calls. But you told me, you guys, whoever your representative is, told me, oh, no, the $250, I will get leads that come to my phone and alerts. And I haven't got anything, and I've already paid 1 month, and you guys haven't produced a damn thing for me yet.
Yes, sir, because, again, like, the main service that we offer here is it is local SEO or local search engine optimization, and that requires
right.
The listing being verified. And since it's just it just got verified recently, then again, it could take like a few more
weeks.
I'm going to give you two more months,
but if I don't get a lead, I'm going to file a complaint because what your person that sold me this is a liar.
And I understand it takes time.
And it might have been my fault on some of the verification, but they didn't tell me that I had to do that up front. They wanted my money first. And they got my money. And now, you know, I understand my license, my insurance, all that. It's on there now. And like I said, I want to give it two more months. But if I don't get any kind of results, I'm gonna file a complaint and want my money back. But if I get calls, we'll be fine because that's what they told me they could do for me.
Yes, sir. We will make sure to do our best to start getting traction for your Google Business profile. So that two more months that you'll
time,
be giving us would be very helpful.
And you're gonna get more complaints if you don't be upfront and say, hey, it takes 3 to 4 weeks to get things lined out before you start getting calls, because Angie's List, as soon as I signed up, 2 days later, I started getting calls.
Yes, sir. Well, Angie's, they offer a different kind of service. It's a paper lead service, so that's why they really have to produce leads. Ours is more of making sure that even if you will cancel all your other marketing campaigns, your business would still gonna be visible on Google, and Google is the largest search engine. So that's our goal, to make
that.
Sure that they show up.
And I understand that, and I'm not trying to be hard to work with. I need, you know, for me to pay out money, I need results.
Of course, sir. So we'll work on that one, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, if in any case you have questions or concerns, do not hesitate to reach out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Well, thank you so much for your time. You stay safe, and you have a good one. Goodbye for now.